Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. Today is March 1st, 2010, and we are very excited to bring to you a very special guest. Today's guest is Alicia Serkin from the Serkin Creative Living Center. She will discuss her methods of flower healing. So today we will introduce you to the essence of healing. But first I'd like to bring in my co-host, Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm here, and I want to thank everybody for keeping us on that 5-star rating. It's been such a blessing to have the show and to be able to bring you such incredible guests so that we can all learn so much from the people that we've had on the show. I'm just blown away myself at what empowerment we've been able to create. And I just want to say that, you know, true freedom is living in the now and letting go of the past and moving forward into the life that you were meant to live. And, you know, if you're experiencing a lack of something in your life, chances are that you're holding a belief in your subconscious that says you aren't worthy of having that quality. So, you know, write down what you want, write down your goals, write down your gratitude list, and where you think you're not good enough, and, you know, if you think you're not worthy enough, and how you're willing to open up and receive the gifts that are out there for you. So as soon as we have our guests on the show, we'll bring her on.
Well, that was really nice, Sherry, to hear what you just said. We do have our guest calling in, so let's see if we can bring her in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, Patty and Sherry.
Good morning, Alicia. So good to have you. Finally.
Finally. It's great to be here. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I know. We are, too.
Thanks.
Good. So why don't we start with, Alicia, let's just have you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a Bach Foundation registered practitioner. What does that mean? It means that I am an internationally registered practitioner in the Bach Flower Remedy healing system. And Bach Flower Remedies are natural liquids that have a profound effect on the human psyche, the human mind. And they have the ability to improve a person's outlook. So many times when we experience a very challenging time in life, or we experience a shock or trauma, we go into reaction, and we can't always self-correct on our own. And these liquids, in a very safe and gentle way, have the ability to restore us back to the person that we really are, the person that knows how to be patient, the person that knows how to comfort ourselves through a loss, to move through it instead of staying stuck in the pain of the loss. A person that knows how to move forward in life rather than being stuck and dwelling in the past. So I'm one of 150 practitioners with this designation in the United States, and my journey 25 years ago took me to the flower remedies. I teach courses in flower remedies from the International Center in England, and in fact, I'll be teaching a course, a 2-day program introductory course in May, and we can talk about that later in case our listeners are interested in learning more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. You said there's 150. I was just going to say this is something that is so new that you don't hear about it that often, and it sounds like a great vehicle to be able to move through things. And how does this? How are the remedies considered alternative medicine?
Well, actually, they are not alternative medicine. They are considered complementary and integrative medicine, in the sense that the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, classifies alternative medicine as medicines that are used instead of conventional medicine. And that is not so with the Bach Flower Remedies. Bach Flower Remedies are used right alongside medical protocols, and not instead of necessarily, but along with, because, and why, you know, that's the reason, it's important to know why. Bach Flower Remedies work on the emotions, our thoughts, our feelings, our attitudes, and even core aspects of our personality that might be out of balance at a particular time. Whereas conventional medicines are working at a different level. They're working on a biochemical level, a physiological level. They're working on the body. So the Bach flower remedies, in a sense, restore the positive aspect of the mind. So that's more like healing the mind, whereas they don't work on the body directly. And yet we know, because of the very strong body-mind connection, that the body will heal when we're in more positive states of mind. That's been proven scientifically over and over again. So we're calling them conventional medicine, I mean complementary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are the remedies made of?
Well, the remedies are made of live spring water and a brandy preservative. And the water itself holds the healing property of the remedy, of the flower from which it was made. So imagine a little crystal bowl of live spring water in sunlight with flower petals floating on the surface of the water for 3 hours. And then after 3 hours, the flower petals are gently removed by a part of the same plant. So what remains is the water that's been energized by the sun, the sun's light and heat, and in some way the light and heat has transferred that healing property for the mind into the water. Think of your car battery. Your car battery holds an electrical charge. The water inside of it, rather, you know, holds an electrical charge. You don't see it, you can't feel it, but it helps your car go. In much the same way, these liquids hold a quality and energy of the plant from which it was made that restores our emotional energy when we've lost it through grief, through sadness, through anger, through impatience, through not loving ourselves, you see. Does that make sense?
Yeah, really. So then a little bit about, so actually what is it you will do with a client and how do you work with them on the essence?
Mm-hmm. The remedy system is comprised of 38 liquids that have been made from 38 different wildflowers that have been collected from the countryside of England and Wales. And this was done originally by Dr. Edward Bach, who was a British physician and scientist that went out into the fields and looked for plant materials that would have a healing quality for the mind, because he understood that unless the mind was in a positive state, the body would not completely heal itself, no matter what methods were used to heal the body. The mind had to be corrected. So he was an early pioneer in body-mind medicine. And what we've been blessed to to be able to have is this beautiful system that addresses and brings back as many as 262 million positive states of mind it can restore to us. In combination, when you use the 38 remedies in combinations, which is getting to your question, is what I do with clients, we blend as many as 6, 7, 8 remedies in one custom formula to address various imbalances that exist when we get into reaction because of our life circumstance. So, for instance, there was a gentleman that came in the other day, and he was having panic attacks, and he went on, the doctor put him on Lexapro, and he was on that for 3 years, and he didn't like the way he felt. And so he took himself off of the Lexapro, which I don't recommend. I don't remember if he did that with his doctor or on his own, but he, you know, that really should be done best by working with your physician if you don't like the way you feel on a medication. But presented different, you know, we explored, well, what are the different underlying causes for the panic attacks? Where did it come from? So we're not putting band-aids on symptoms. We're looking at underlying causes. So what we do in session is we explore the underlying issues and causes for, in his case, the panic attacks. So we used a remedy for fear of the unknown or fears that come about for no unknown reason, which was one of the things that he was having. He had panic attacks. He didn't know why. So he was frustrated. He didn't understand it. And then we used a remedy that helped him have courage to face his situation without the fear which he was experiencing. And in addition to that, he he was reflecting upon, he remembered that 5 years ago he was let go of a position at the bank because he had an issue with a client and it didn't work out well, and he was let go, and he got another job right away, but it was the shock of all of that. So we used a remedy to help release the after effects of the shock and trauma from that event 5 years ago, which was apparently still playing on his mind in some way. And then we used a remedy, honeysuckle, to help him release the past from his present, because there was an aspect of his remembrance that he was dwelling too much on that past event. And that was getting in his way of living fully in the present and having a courageous life for the future. So you see how we can work many remedies together in a combination that can work and help a client move forward in the best possible way and in a positive way.
Well, I have two questions. One is, do you work with chrysanthemum at all?
No. Chrysanthemum is not one of the wild flowers in the Bach flower system. I don't know that it grows in the countryside of England and Wales.
Yeah, it's a hard one to get, actually. The other thing is, how many sessions does the person need with you to be able to move through their situation?
Okay, good question. And the question is, I mean, the answer is that it varies. If someone has experienced a life situation that came up just recently, and it's not a long-standing or heavily complex issue, sometimes one appointment, one formula will just get them over the hump, you know, and get them back to who they are, and then they're moving forward without any needing any additional support. Many times, we meet for 2 to 3 sessions until the issues are resolved and they're able to move forward and get over their distressing emotions. Bach flowers can be used as long as a year for a particular issue if we're working on deep underlying complex issues, things that have developed on old patterns from the past, because the Bach flower remedies, we always look to work with remedies that address any underlying personality type imbalances. So, for instance, if you have the person that is the more submissive person in a relationship, and this person continually puts their needs aside to serve the person that they care about or love, and in doing so they put aside their own needs, and this is a pattern for almost a lifetime, maybe 20, 30 years, depending upon the age of the person, and all throughout their life they're putting their needs aside, they're unhappy. So to address something like that, we use the remedy Centauri, because Centauri is for the pleaser, caregiver, nurturer type of person, the person that has trouble saying no and setting firm limits and boundaries. And we'll see a lot of this, you know, with abused women. Not that men, because I've worked with men that have also played that submissive role in the relationship, but I see a lot of women with that old, old pattern. And it takes sometimes as long as a year, not always, for them to, with using the Centauri remedy in their formula, for that person to begin setting limits and boundaries, because they begin to see that their needs are just as important as the needs of the people they serve, where they weren't able to see that and operate in that way in their lives prior to that time, for whatever reason. It could have been a reaction to early childhood dynamics in a family, or you know, other relationships, and how they had to survive. You know, in order to survive, they had to act a certain way. But then they carry that throughout their whole life, even though their life situation has changed. You know,
right.
So now you can get a sense, because we work with not only personality type remedy remedies for personality imbalances, but also for passing mood states. Okay, let's say we've experienced a bereavement. Someone very dear to us in our life, maybe it's a family member or a very, very close friend, has passed on, and we're left with the sadness, the grief, the loss. And it's not anything that we've experienced for years and years and years. It just came up recently. But we're having trouble releasing the pain of the loss. And so we, you know, in terms of Bach flowers, we would bring in the remedy Star of Bethlehem. And Star of Bethlehem is the remedy that helps comfort the heart and helps us move through the grieving process in a very gentle way until the pain is, you know, we know, turn around one day and we realize that the pain of the loss is gone and we're left with warm remembrances of that person in our life. So it's a beautiful and life-changing way to support ourselves when we're going through some challenging and some tough times.
Alicia, are they safe for kids or even pets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We use Bach Flower Remedies for children, infants, newborns. We help women in the birth process using walnut to help ease through their transition, olive for exhaustion. We use the remedies for newborns to help them adjust to their this huge transition from going from inside the womb to the life, the new life around them with all the noises and the sounds and the things that they weren't hearing before, as well as releasing the shock, the after effects of the shock of the birth process itself. And children, little ones, toddlers and babies and adolescents, they will actually shift very, very quickly in a positive way to the remedies. You can always watch, you can almost have it, watch it in front of your very eyes, the changes. I think they change more quickly than adults because we adults have many, many years and layers of emotional baggage imbalances, if you will, built up, and it just takes a little longer for us to shift in some ways. But kids are just great, and they love the remedies. I worked with one woman whose son at age 8 was still wanting to sleep in the parents' bed because he was afraid of the dark. He was having nightmares. He was having separation anxiety. And they had tried everything, absolutely everything, drugs, incentives, we'll take you to Disney World if you stop doing this, and, to no avail. And they were at their wit's end. And so they brought the young man into the office, and we discussed what was really going on. And so we addressed his fears with the remedies and allowed him to feel more comfortable in his own space, and we reduced the fear of separation anxiety. And within 2 weeks, he was sleeping in his bed. And it changed the whole family dynamic because then no one was getting sleep. You know, the parents nor the child was getting sleep. And this was ongoing for over a 2-year period. And so it was really a blessing for the family. I mean, they were so grateful. And now they know the importance of the remedies because it really changed their lives. So that's why I say that the remedies can be life-changing because they really can.
Right. And what about, how do they work to heal physical conditions?
We actually use the remedies for the mind, and thereby, in an indirect way, they can support the body's own healing through a boost in the immune system. Because when we reduce stress levels, and the remedies are fabulous for reducing anxiety and stress, when we reduce our level of anxiety and stress, then the body heals. The countless studies, as I mentioned earlier, show us that that is so true. I do work with people that have physical illnesses. I work a lot with cancer patients. I work with a wonderful, beautiful woman that was experiencing fibromyalgia, who had done everything, the shots in the neck and the arm and the shoulders and the neck brace and, on and on because of her extreme pain. And she found me because I was on a radio show, and she knew immediately that, intuitively she knew that she had emotional imbalances that were creating her physical symptoms. And this is not so necessarily with all fibromyalgia patients. Fibromyalgia is different for everyone, and that's for those of our listeners that don't know what fibromyalgia is, it's kind of a blanket name for a condition where there's chronic pain and breakdown in particularly joints and other aspects of the body. And it can be very, very debilitating. And the pain kind of comes and goes, and it's exacerbated by stress and anxiety in many, many patients. And so we worked together to get to the underlying cause. Now, this is a woman that, since childhood, she was very indecisive. she could never make up her mind. And so she'd go back and forth, like a ping pong ball in her mind, you know, back and forth. Well, should I do this or should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? She experienced migraines from her childhood. She had a lot of fears. She had a lot of fears and worries about her loved ones. And so we used red chestnut to help her get to a point where she merely experienced a normal concern for her loved ones, but not over-concern, not over-anxiety, over-stress, which what she was always doing for her kids. She had two beautiful little twin boys at the time. And after 9 months of Bach Flower Remedies, again, combination formulas specifically addressed to her specific emotional imbalances and difficulties, anxieties and fears and indecision and so on. And after 9 months, she was back to yoga class. She was doing shoulder stands. She was, in her terms, almost 100% better. So talk about life-changing. That was tremendous. And her case study was actually, I wrote that up for Alternative Medicine Magazine, and it's located on my, if anybody wants to read about that, and it's really important to understand the body-mind connection and how when we correct the mental imbalances that we're experiencing, the emotional imbalances, our body will respond favorably. And so that article is available on my website. Which is flowerhealing.com. You don't have to do the www, but it's flowerhealing.com. And I do have quite a few articles that were published nationally that I have written that are also there. My site's an educational site. Bach flowers are things that each one of us can learn how to use Bach flowers for ourselves. Now, many times when we are in a state of imbalance or distress, it's really hard to identify what's really going on, and that's where a Bach flower practitioner comes in to help you gain.
And is there any research on this?
Absolutely. It became so clear to me that there wasn't any good solid research on this and how important and necessary it was to have research, that I actually gathered together a group of independent researchers. I had been, and I have continued to be, a guest lecturer at University of Miami and for nine years now. And quite a number of years ago, I asked some of the professors there, would they join with me and do an independent study on Rescue Remedy, which is the anxiety, the stress relief formula in the Bach Flower system for high anxiety states or high situational anxiety. And they said yes, recognize the importance of having good sound, science on the use of the remedies. And so we did. We got the permission from the Institutional Medical Review Board of the University of Miami to move forward with our study. We studied a group of 111 nursing students, or students, rather, at the School of Nursing, and we measured the remedy versus the placebo. This was, in fact, a double-blind placebo-controlled study. Very well designed. I designed the study to best show the remedy with the appropriate dose in order to get effects. There were some other global studies done with poor dosing, and obviously the people didn't really understand the remedy and how to use it and how it is used in practice. And so I designed the study, and sure enough, at the end of the study, in the high anxiety group, the rescue remedy outperformed the placebo effect in reducing high anxiety in the high anxiety group. So, yes, so there is some wonderful science, and that is also available on my website. People want to read that or download it. I have it as a PDF file.
So I just want to ask you, like, what if a person is on antidepressants or anti-anxiety, and what if they want to get off of that, those drugs?
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. That's a great question, because we all know that this is a nation of anti-anxiety and antidepressant medication, and it is definitely important in so many cases that people be on medication for various reasons. And what I say about medication is important, and with Bach Flowers, we honor that, and we work right alongside medication in many instances. I have a group of psychologists in South Florida that I work integratively with. They send their clients to me that are wanting to get off their medication or at least get to see if they can reduce their medication because they're not happy with how they feel or they're not getting good enough results with the medication or the medication alone. And so the way we work is, and I would do this with a private client that comes to me that's perhaps even not in psychotherapeutic process right now with a professional. But what we do is we continue with their medication and then bring in the Bach flowers to address the underlying causes for why they're feeling anxious, why they're feeling depressed. The medication, remember, works on just changing brain chemicals. So it works in a general way. It's not addressing the fact that you're depressed because you were kicked out of your job or that your income is now half of what it was 3 years ago. It just, you know, boosts the general feel-good kind of, you know, so you can manage your way through your life situations. But the person, what I understand is that the people are still stuck with their feelings of low self-esteem because, you know, they were kicked out of their job or they're experiencing sadness, grief, and loss over the loss of income. And they're experiencing things that they really need support with and they lost hope. They just, you know, why bother? What's the use? Nothing's going to change. I don't even want to try. That kind of attitude, and that's a hopeless state of mind. And this is when we would bring in the Gorse remedy to restore hope so that the person doesn't feel like it's always going to be this way, so they have a different perspective. And they begin trying. They begin going out there and beating the pavement and writing that curriculum, you know, getting their vita ready, you know, to show to future employers. So we use the remedies right alongside. Now, I'll give you a good example. A woman came in, 72 years old, and her family brought her in to translate because she was South American, didn't speak the language, but she was not sleeping. And she was depressed and not sleeping. Well, the family brought in a bag of three antidepressants and two sleep medications to the office so that I should see that. And she's still not sleeping. And the reason she wasn't sleeping, we found out in session, the reason she wasn't sleeping is because she had a daughter going through a terrible divorce in South America, so she was far away and couldn't help support her daughter emotionally through this. Her son down in South America was in a state of financial ruin. She was a mess. She was worried, sick about her children. And she had in her mind wouldn't quit. She'd lie awake. And not only would she have this fear of not being able to sleep, but on top of that, she had the fear and worry and over-worry for her loved ones. And that's the red chestnut remedy. We help that bring that down to normal concern. All the emotional states that she was experiencing, we began to shift that more to the positive so that she didn't over-worry and that she didn't have the fear about and worry about going to sleep. Is she going to sleep or is she not going to sleep? And a whole group of other remedies in her formula. And in 2 weeks, she was starting to nap. And in 6 months, she was back to herself. And by that time, the doctors had removed almost all the meds because she was back to herself. And her family was so pleased and so happy. They were all, you know, feeling so grateful because this is their mom that they knew that they used to have. They had her back again. So this is how the Bach flowers can integrate into medical protocol so beautifully.
Wow.
That's really amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. I'm always blown away. I'm always surprised. You know, you think, how can something so simple, these wonderful, simple little liquids that hold the energy of flowers, how in the world can they be so life-changing? And yet they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just phenomenal.
So, Alicia, we want to take this time to tell everybody about the holistic health cruise that you're going on.
Ah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And I hope some of our listeners will consider joining me and the other top experts in holistic fields on this amazing journey. This is called the Holistic Holiday at Sea Cruise. It's the seventh year. There are nearly 1,000 people signed up. We still have some space for some more people. And I will be presenting three programs on the cruise. And this is an educational but also a very fun cruise. And the food is all vegetarian, vegan, beautiful gourmet food, five-course meals. I think, Sherry and Patty, did you both go 1 year?
Yes, we did. It changed our life.
Wow. Wow.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it. Well, this will be my first year. And, you know, I'm going to be speaking alongside Dr. T. Colin Campbell, who wrote the China Study, and actress Mary Lou Henner, who's written, I think, 8 or so books on health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Joel Fuhrman. In fact, I'll be introducing him on his keynote lecture. He's the gentleman who's written many books. One of the books I've read, which was life-changing, is Eat to Live. And just some fantastic, and Dr. Neil Barnard, who is the founder of Physicians for Responsible Medicine. And we have the yogi from Kripalu is going to be joining us, and just some fabulous, fabulous keynote teachers, healers, educators, physicians. And I'm just so blessed to be a part of this, to present Bach Flower Remedies to this group of like-minded people, and people that want to learn more how to be well and how to create their own wellness. And again, this is going back to how can we help support our body in doing what it simply wants to do anyway, and that's to be whole and well. And so I use Bach Flower Remedies for myself as a preventive for preventing health issues from too much stress or imbalanced states of mind. When I was a dental hygienist many, many, many years ago, I learned about preventive medicine, preventive dentistry, you know, about removing plaque from your teeth to avoid bleeding gums and gingivitis. How simple is that? And mm-hmm. So by you know, doing things that we can do ourselves, we can prevent illness in many, many ways. And so I think Bach Flower Remedies can be thought of as a tool for preventive health.
Mm-hmm. Like preventive maintenance.
Exactly. To maintain or to help. You know what I do with them? I use them to self-correct day by day. If I feel like I'm not at my best, and I think about, well, how can I feel better? And then I try to change my mood, my attitude, my thought process. And sometimes I can do it on my own. And it's when I can't do it on my own and I feel like I'm stuck in a state of mind that's not serving me well, that's when I move toward the Bach Flowers and make my little formula and start taking it. And within a very short time period, because I'm catching it right away, I'm back to myself again, you know, feeling vibrant and whole and positive and where I really want to be and who I truly am. And that's the benefits and the value of learning the Bach Flower System. And I invite our listeners to take a class with me or to order my chart, my quick reference guide, so they'll have all the remedy names and all the indications for what they do so they can help get started in that way.
And when is your course going to be?
Yes, and the class, the international introductory class, is in May. It's May 15th and 16th. And that's a Saturday and Sunday. And I'll be teaching at the Whole Foods Lifestyle Center in Coral Gables. That's right off of US 1 and Red Road, for everyone that knows. And it's a very in-depth overview of the entire system. We discuss each remedy. We discuss and review the history of the remedies, how they were made, and how to combine formulas, and how to make formulas for yourself, your friends, your family, your pets. And we didn't talk about pets yet. Excuse me. But pets are, again, like children, respond very, very quickly to the remedies. So those of you out there that are pet lovers, you have
wow,
to
I know a few pets that could use this.
Yeah, you have to come. You have to come
have
to the class.
Tell my friend.
Yeah, you have to come to the class and learn how to help your pets. there are a lot of holistic veterinarians in this area, some of whom have trained with me and taken the classes, and they're using it in their practice with their animals, with their clients, and it's just great, and they just love it. And the animals just love it. They respond so favorably. My dog, he used to come, when he was alive, I used to put the remedies in the palm of my hand, and I'd say, here, Freckles, come on. And boy, he would run because he knew how much, there's an intuitive way that the animals know that when they're taking something that helps them feel better. And he would run to go lick the remedies out of the palm of my hand. He would love it. So, and he always did so much better. So that's just one of the things we learn. In the second day, we learn how to help others with the remedies. The first day is really learning all about the remedy system, and the second day is learning about how to use them for yourself and others. And it's just a great, great program.
And then you have a chart where people can reference the chart after they've had your course. Right?
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that chart is actually available on the website at www.flowerhealing.com. If someone wants to just get an introduction to the flowers and what they do and how they can help. So it's a great quick reference guide that you can, it's a laminated double-sided chart that you can put on your refrigerator door, you can have in your kitchen, you can reflect, you know, well, how am I feeling today? Am I out of balance in this area? Am I feeling impatient? Am I angry because of that conversation I had yesterday with someone? And I just can't, you know, I can't stop thinking about it. Those of you out in the audience that have trouble sleeping, oh my gosh, the Bach flower remedies are fabulous. Particularly when there's a repetitive thoughts, worries that go round and round, or you just have a lot of mental chatter. It's that kind of sleeplessness that the Bach flower remedies can help particularly with. Now, if people have physical conditions that prevent their sleep, restless leg syndrome or other different types of medical conditions, what we do with remedies is we help you feel, in other words, we look at how are you feeling because you have that particular sleep imbalance. You know, are you feeling afraid that it'll never go away? Are you feeling hopeless that it'll never get better? And so we would work with those things to help restore hope for that issue, or you know, restore positive aspect of how you think about that physical situation. And that many times can ease you into sleep. You know, just getting rid of the worry.
Wow. Well, it sounds like there are a lot of uses for the remedies. So we just have a couple of minutes. Is there one last thing that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, what I'd like to say is this is the Bach flower remedies are, and by the way, they have no smell. I just want everybody to know out there that this is not aromatherapy. A lot of people have that misconception. This is not aromatherapy. It doesn't have a smell, and therefore it is completely safe. It is accepted for sale in the United States by the FDA, and this is just something that it's just great to learn for a lifetime of emotional and mental wellness, and it's the best thing you can do for yourself. It truly is. So I invite you to explore that with me in the future.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for all of your information. And I know our listeners are probably going to contact you or contact the show for more information. And we want to thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all of this information with us.
Thank you. That was great information. I can't wait to use it myself.
Yeah, there you go. And I want to thank you, too, for the great job you're doing for bringing fantastic information to our community. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you so
much. We love
it.
Bless you.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You know, it's an interesting concept. And, that, you know, at the end when she said they don't have a scent, that I was picturing that they would have a scent and that cleared that up for me. That was interesting. So I have a press release to give you listeners. Press release. UK and off-Broadway smash hit Girls' Night, the musical, premieres at Paradise Live at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on April 30th. Tickets went on sale Friday, February 26th at 1 p.m. Hollywood, Florida. Enjoy an evening of laughs with the ladies when Entertainment Events presents Girls' Night, the musical. premiering at Paradise Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on April 30th. The show will run through May 22nd. Tickets are on sale Friday, February 26th at 1 p.m. Girls Night, the musical, has earned rave reviews playing packed houses throughout the United Kingdom since 2003. Sherry, we saw this about a month ago. It premiered in the U.S. in 2007, has toured across the country since then, and it's been described as Desperate Housewives meets Mamma Mia by Applause Magazine, a boisterous, bust-out, bawdy musical by Wisconsin State Journal, an infectious, exhilarating sense of intoxication, The Hollywood Reporter, and as funny and outrageous as Sex in the City, The Advocate. It involves the audience deeply and sincerely in a way that the current Broadway production of Hair and its earnestness can only envy by the Backstage Critics pick. So, listeners, we want to just tell you that we saw this, and it is the
don't want to miss this one
show. If you like an evening of fun, laughs, singing, there was audience participation where everybody was just standing up singing some of the old disco hits, and it was a lot of fun. So we want to invite you to go see the show. You can get tickets at the Ticketmaster outlets. You can get the tickets online at Ticketmaster.com, or you can charge by phone at area code 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. The doors open 1 hour prior to the show start time. So enjoy the show. We want to thank you, listeners, for our five-star rating, for being with us, and your loyalty, your emails. We love you, and we'll see you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you. And I want to say, if you want things you never had, you will have to do things you have never done. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.